Welcome back to a Wednesday edition of Cole & Company. We're talking a lot of high school hoops today on the show. Later on, we'll hear from Gladbrook Rhinebeck boys basketball coach Scott Kiburis. Right now, we're talking Dunkerton boys hoops as Coach Todd Kuntz is our guest right now. The Raiders are 13-2 overall, 7-0 in the Iowa Star North Division, and they got a big win over Tripola last night, 83-29. And as I understand it, Coach Kuntz, and thanks so much for joining the show. Great to be talking to you once more. Your junior guard, Casey Gardner, did he not break your program's all-time career assist record?
Yeah, he did. You know, not many career records get broken two-thirds of the way through their junior season. But,
right.
Yeah, he passed an 18-year-old mark held by actually one of the coaches on our staff, Brian Brungard, who was one of our finest players to ever play here. And, you know, it's pretty special for him to do that so early in his career.
Yeah, you got to tell us more about Casey. As you mentioned, he breaks this record two-thirds of the way through his junior season. He's averaging a little over 10 assists per game. And, you know, it might be one thing if he's in a system that maybe helps a little bit, but at the end of the day, what's Casey got in his game that makes him such a special distributor of the basketball, Coach Kuntz?
Well, you know, we may play fast, and, you know, our system certainly benefits that, but we couldn't do any of the way we play without Casey being out there running the show. I mean, he's just a phenomenal passer. He sees angles. He creates angles. That's the thing, is he passes guys open so many of the time. You know, just everything we do with our running game, you know, he dictates that. And, you know, he's got a lot of weapons out there that have helped him throughout the last 3 years. And, you know, we got some guys who can really score the basketball. But at the end of the day, I mean, Casey puts us in those positions to succeed. And, you know, it's not a lot of guys have the demeanor to play as unselfishly as he does. And, you know, I think Casey's averaging 16.3 points per game right now, but I mean, he could average easily over 20, but he, you know, he passes the ball, and he knows that our best chance to win is to distribute that equally throughout the guys.
You know, with all due respect to everybody else on your roster, Coach, it makes me think that this is like a transcendent talent with Casey, that his presence alone on the floor raises the game of everybody else that, you know, has the benefit of being on your team.
Oh, there's no doubt about that. I mean, we've got some phenomenal players, but again, I mean, Casey puts them in positions to succeed. And, I mean, he is the quarterback to our offense. He's the one who makes everything go. And, you know, he's competitive. He's fiery. He's driven. But, you know, he's a continuation of what we want as coaches. And he's done a great job of embracing everything that we need him to do to make not only himself better, but more importantly, the team better.
Dunkerton High School boys basketball coach Todd Kuntz, our guest right now on a Wednesday edition of Cole & Company. Coach, taking a step back and looking at a body of work of 15 games, 13-2, as I mentioned, overall. What have you liked most from your team so far?
Yeah, certainly our offense has, you know, certainly what's getting the publicity. And, you know, I think we're averaging a little over 76 a game right now. And, you know, I mean, we're able to, you know, kind of put on a show. It's fun to watch it. We run an open style. I mean, most of the time we got a shot up within the first 5 to 10 seconds, you know, but it's not an accident. You know, we drill that every day. We do competitive transition drills day in and day out, multiple times a day. We reward quick scoring, and, you know, it's the way the kids we wanted them to play, and it's the way they've embraced it. And, you know, I think that's really been the biggest part of our success, but I think behind the scenes just our kids' ability to stay connected, to stay together. I mean, that's something in this day and age, I think with high school, it's culture is so important. And, you know, I kind of talked to you about this a little bit last year, but this year's been no different. And I told the kids in our preseason meeting, it's going to be really tough for us not to have a great season. But I think the biggest thing that could stop us is ourselves. And so we've been, you know, we've been just so overly, like, we cannot let our guard down and our ability to stay together as a team and stay close. And I got to credit the kids for that, because we've got about 8-9 guys on our team who should be starting, who could be starting at a lot of places. We've got, you know, 4, 5, 6 kids who could average a heck of a lot more points a game than they do. But, you know, we've got to share the ball. And that's a big credit to the kids that they're able to put them the we over me and to embrace the team concept.
Yeah, absolutely. On the other side of the coin, Coach Kuntz, what are you honed in on now? Because you do have, like I mentioned, a good sample size, 15 games. What are you hoping your team improves upon here in the back half of the regular season before the postseason arrives?
Well, I think certainly our defense is what we're continuing to really work on. You know, there's nights that we really bring in, we just put a shutdown to people, but there's nights that, you know, people kind of break some of the pressure things we're trying to do, and we tend to get a little lazy and give up buckets. And, when you get to the level where you got to play a team down the road in the playoffs, with like a Gladbach Rhinebeck, who you're going to have Coach Cabarrus on later, I mean, they're a phenomenal team. There's, Wapsie Valley, Janesville, North Lynn, Springville. I mean, there's just so many good 1A schools in our area that we know anything we want to do come playoff time, we're going to have to really be able to defend. And, you know, the flashy numbers, all that's great. But, I mean, I think everyone knows once you get to a postseason, you got to be able to guard people. And so that's something, you know, we're really trying to work on day in and day out is what exactly do we need to be running? What exactly do we need to change schematically? But a lot of it comes down to the kids just getting down and dirty every night and doing all the dirty work, because that's, the offense is going to win us games the regular season. Defense is what's going to win it come postseason.
Yeah, absolutely. That is fascinating to hear you talk about that, though, Coach Kuntz, as you – you know, draw near the postseason about, you know, throwing some wrinkles in, because so many of these quality Class 1A teams, like you mentioned, know each other so well. What's it like for you as a coach with your staff grappling with putting in something new versus let's just run what we've ran and make sure we're running it better than we have all season?
I think we're probably a little more trial and error than a lot of schools are, but no matter what, I mean, we've got our man-to-man principles that we've taught, you know, for years and years. These kids grow up exactly knowing how they're going to play man-to-man defense ever since we've kind of got our scheme and system put in. And at the end of the day, we got to just be able to sit down within 20 feet of the basket, guard people and keep them out of the paint and go to the glass and just do the simple things that these kids have been doing since third grade, you know. Mm-hmm. That's no matter what we throw in, you know, that's just going to be – you know, the whipped cream on the Sunday, but they got to get in there and they got to do the work in the half court. And so I think it's a kind of combination of just making sure that we've got those proper wrinkles when we need them. We've got those tricks in our bag because we have a lot of athleticism and we can really turn people over. But I think at the end of the day, it's going to come down to our ability to get stops in the half court when we need to at the end of games.
Dunkerton High School boys basketball coach Todd Kuntz, our guest right now on a Wednesday edition of Cole & Company. The Raiders are receiving votes in the latest AP Boys basketball poll, and I think that speaks to just how stacked Class 1A is this year, Coach Kuntz.
Yeah, I was talking to some of our other coaches. There's nights that our kids, I'm just like, I don't know if we can play at a higher level than what we are right now, but, you know, we look around and there's just, I mean, we are so far at this point in the season undefeated against Class 1A opponents. Our two losses are to Denver, obviously, he's right on the border of the top 10 in 2A. We lost him by 1 point back in December, mm-hmm. which was a phenomenal game. And then we went and played 4A Dubuque Hempstead last Saturday on the road, and that was kind of a late pickup. We went and helped them out. They lost an Illinois school due to COVID, and, you know, they have a 7-footer over there. They're a pretty good player, and he gave us some fits. We saw some things that we wouldn't see otherwise, but, you know, we viewed that as we got nothing to lose, let's go experience the kind of thing. But, you know, I think that stuff like that is just going to only make us better when it comes to 1A opponents. And I think we're going to need it this year, because I think there's a lot of years we could, you know, almost just, you know, skate to the state tournament. And this year we know we're going to have to win at least two really good games and probably at least one more, you know, tougher one on the way. And I don't remember. I mean, I've been a head coach now for 14 years, and I don't remember 1A being as deep as it is this year. I mean, there's a lot of really, really good basketball teams. It's going to be a gauntlet this year.
Yeah, from what I see, because I grew up playing 1A basketball. I went to North Mahaska.
Okay, absolutely.
Yep, and I don't know if you remember Grant Stout, who played at Northern Iowa. I think, when would Grant have graduated? Like 2004 or 2002 range.
He came. I was actually at UNI when he was in college, so he would have come a couple years after me. So he would have been right around that time. Yeah.
And there, I feel like that was another sweet spot in Class 1A basketball. So it's probably been about two decades, I think it's fair to say, Coach, for the class to be at the level that it's at. And it's going to be obviously fascinating to watch how it all plays out. We were talking a lot about Casey earlier, him breaking the program career assist record and everything he's brought to the team. But you got a junior in Preston Gillespie who's averaging about 24.5 a game, 7 rebounds. Those are really good numbers, too. You got to tell us about Preston, what he brings to the team.
Yeah, there's probably not a whole lot of coaches in the state who would be 10 minutes into an interview and not mention their 25-point-per-game guy. But that's just another, you know, I've got just a wealth of riches here with these boys. And Preston is, my gosh, he's transformed his body this year. He's transformed his game. He was the first-team all-conference selection last year for us, but he's gone from, 12.6 boards, 3 assists, 3 steals, just doing all the dirty work every night to becoming this offensive superstar. He's had 39 points in a game, I think 2 games this year. He's been in the 30s 4 or 5 times, averaging 25 a game. He's a long, athletic, versatile guard. I mean, he's capable of shooting the 3-pointer well. He's really deadly in transition, great using his body deep to the basket. Yeah. Good at drawing contact, getting the free throw line. He's got a lot of weapons in his arsenal. And you know what? I mean, he's 6'3". We can throw him down to the post if we need him to. And he's got a pretty darn good post-up game. You know, if we didn't have two real solid senior posts, I think there's a good chance we'd be playing him inside, and maybe next year we will. But I think that, college basketball is certainly in his future, and I think that his long-term future is certainly in the backcourt, at a college level. So, I also want to benefit him and continue to develop those guard skills as well. But, I mean, he's one of those guys. I could put him to point guard. I could put him at center, and he's going to go out there and he's going to produce for us. And, I mean, he's a bona fide scorer.
A couple more minutes here with Dunkerton High School boys basketball coach Todd Kuntz. You've got 4 seniors on this roster as well, Coach. What can you tell us about your leadership group?
We got kids who show up, they work hard, and they love each other, and that's what it comes down to at the end of the day, is just being able to stick together. And our seniors have been so instrumental in that. We've got Kyler Rich, who's our heart and soul out there. On so many nights, he's our best defender. He's tough. He does all the dirty work in the paint for us. He's 6'5". He gets the rebounds. He guards the other team's best post, and he doesn't get to touch the ball as much as he would want to. He's a darn good offensive player, but he doesn't get some of the credit that a lot of the guys do just because he doesn't put up the numbers. But that's certainly no fault of his. He's very efficient, and he does all the things we need him to do. And as far as the leadership, he just leads by example. And then we got Caden Behrens, who's, a football player first and foremost, but comes out and puts up 14 points a game for us also and creates a mismatch for others with his speed, athleticism. And Caden just goes out there and works hard. When he tells Caden to do something, he's like, all right, I'm just going to go do it. And then we've got 2 of our seniors who come off the bench for us. Blake Smith is a guard, and Jaden Reed, the center. He's always a fan favorite. And those two are just, do whatever we want of them in practice as far as running the other team's scout and, just doing everything with a smile, not complaining if they don't get the opportunities they think they deserve, but just putting the team first. And I think, those 4 just every day, it's just no nonsense. Lead by example, do what the coaches ask. And, I'm incredibly grateful for each of those 4 boys.
You sure got a special team over there in Dunkerton, Coach. It's been a pleasure to learn about it. Let's wrap up with the fact that you guys take on Riceville Friday night. A little scheduling quirk there where you're gonna play them back-to-back, play them again, I think, on Monday, if I'm not mistaken. So what's it going to take in this 2-game series, I suppose, to get it done against the Wildcats?
They're riding high right now. They play a unique, quirky style of basketball too, and they really mix up defenses. They pressure. They go to the offensive boards hard. And so I think our scout report probably won't change a whole lot from Friday to Monday. But yeah, with that reschedulization, not often you play a team 2 times in a row. But I think we'll be ready for them. And then we got to turn around the very next night on Tuesday and play our biggest rival right now in Janesville, which is going to be a real tough game on Tuesday night. So we have a real big stretch ahead of us. So let's say very important that our practice the next 2 days are at the best we can be.
Well, I think I speak for a lot of people listening, Coach, that we'll be following along. Just some great Class 1A hoops in the area like we talked about earlier. Thanks so much for your time. Best of luck. Best of health the rest of this season. We'll have to get you back on the show, hopefully after a deep run in the postseason, all right?
I would love to come back. Thank you so much for having us.